Ang video content marketing ay isa ng matatag na negosyo sa Australia. Ngunit sinabi ni Damian Bray, isang CEO para sa Brand New Media Asia, na ito ay papalaki pa lamang sa ibang mga bansa.
When we first started the Brand New Media in Asia, it was a fledgling idea and we were really pioneering taking our business model for marketing services into a whole new territory where there really wasn't anyone doing content marketing to the extent we were in this region. So we were very much the first settlers, as it were, and we very much view it ourselves as pioneers. We kind of took ownership of growing the category and being, you know, the thought leaders in the category.
Ngayon, ang internasyonal na sektor ng negosyo ay mas mabilis na lumalaki kaysa sa lokal na sektor nito. Matapos na magtungo ni Damian Bray sa Singapore, 4 na taon na ang nakakaraan.
They call it the Zurich of the East. So it's a very safe place to be building a business from in terms of, you know, corporate structure. Singapore is seen as a role model economy to other Asian markets. It's probably replaced Hong Kong as the commercial hub of Asia, certainly for Southeast Asia it has. And it's a very known quantity. The Singapore government supports foreign companies very well in establishing and setting up. You've got a very good labor force here in terms of access to different types of skills, and it's a very multicultural market.
Kahit na siya ay pinanganak sa Sydney's West, kinukonsidera ni Damian na isa siyang Asian.
When I meet people from around the world and they say, "Where are you from?" I say, "I'm from Asia." And quite often they will say, "But you don't look like an Asian." And I'm like, "What does an Asian need to look like? Is there a defined definition of, you know, you need to have a certain skin type or a certain accent to be qualified as Asian?" But I think I am Asian now. I think in terms of my sensibilities and be it from a business viewpoint or a cultural viewpoint, I think I now view the world through somewhat of an Asian lens culturally. And I think that's been huge growth for me. And that's the part I've really enjoyed about being here.
Nagtungo naman si Jenny Zhang sa Australia mula sa China noong dekada 90. Ngunit siya ay bumalik din sa Beijing, 3 taon na ang nakakaraan noong hindi siya makahanap ng trabaho sa Sydney bilang isang aktres.
There's just not a lot of roles out there for us, or the ones that we get to eventually, you know, get to audition like once or twice a year would have been, you know, very stereotypical roles. In fact, my, you know, university graduation thesis was about, you know, Asian stereotypes in Western films or media. That's kind of how frustrating it was.
Ngayon ay pinapatakbo ni Jenny ang isang consulting agency na tinatawag na Totem Pictures na pinagsama ang Chinese at Western na produksyon.
I definitely see a need, you know, a niche for us, and it's working. It's still work in progress, but I definitely think it's the right decision, and hopefully with more, you know, we'll build up more portfolio and it will grow.
Si Damian at Jenny ay ilan lamang sa lumalaking numero ng mga Australianong nililisan ng bansa sa ngayon para makahanap ng mas magandang oportunidad sa negosyo. Sinabi ng Bureau of Statistics na sa taong ito bago mag-Abril, higit sa 92,000 na mga Australiano ang nilisan ang bansa ng permanente. Tumaas ito ng lalapit na sa 5.5%. Ang anthropologist sa Universidad ng Melbourne na si Paul Green ay napansin din ang nagiging trend na ito.
We're now seeing more Australians move and engage with work opportunities in Asia, for example. And this is partly due to the relaxation of immigration policies in certain countries and the need then within these countries to sort of fill skill gaps in a growing economy.
Dagdag pa niya na ang oportunidad para sa digital ay lumalaki.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.